or something, Morris?
Nothing, said the soldier hastily. Leastways, nothing worth hearing.
Monkey's paw?
Said Mrs. White curiously.
Well, it's just a bit of what you might call magic, perhaps, said the sergeant major offhandedly.
His three listeners leaned forward eagerly. The visitor absent-mindedly put his empty glass to his lips and then set it down again. His host filled it for him.
To look at, said the sergeant major, fumbling in his pocket, it's just an ordinary little paw, dried to a mummy.
He took something out of his pocket and proffered it. Mrs. Wyatt drew back with a grimace, but her son, taking it, examined it curiously.
And what is there special about it?
Inquired Mr. Wyatt as he took it from his son, and having examined it, placed it upon the table.
It had a spell put on it by an old fakir, said the sergeant major, a very holy man. He wanted to show that fate ruled people's lives, and that those who interfered with it did so to their sorrow. He put a spell on it, so that three separate men could each have three wishes from it.
His manner was so impressive that his hearers were conscious that their light laughter jarred somewhat.
Well, why don't you have three, sir?
Said Herbert White cleverly. The soldier regarded him in the way that middle age is wont to regard presumptuous youth.
I have, he said quietly, and his blotchy face whitened.
And did you really have three wishes granted? Asked Mrs. White.
I did, said the sergeant major,
and his glass tapped against his strong teeth.
And has anyone else wished?
Persisted the old lady.
The first man had his three wishes?
Yes, was the reply.
I don't know what the first two were, but the third was for death. That's how I got the paw.
His tones were so grave that a hush fell upon the group.
If you had your three wishes, it's no good to you now then, Morris, said the old man at last. What do you keep it for?
The soldier shook his head. Fancy, I suppose, he said slowly.
I did have some idea of selling it, but I don't think I will. It has caused enough mischief already. Besides, people won't buy. They think it's a fairy tale, some of them. And those who do think anything of it want to try it first and pay me afterward.
If you could have another three wishes, said the old man, eyeing him keenly, would you have them?
I don't know, said the other. I don't know.
He took the paw, and dangling it between his forefinger and thumb, suddenly threw it upon the fire. White, with a slight cry, stooped down and snatched it off.
Better let it burn, said the soldier solemnly.
If you don't want it, Morris, said the other, give it to me.
I won't, said his friend doggedly. I threw it on the fire. If you keep it, don't blame me for what happens. Pitch it on the fire again like a sensible man.
The other shook his head and examined his new possession closely.
How do you do it? He inquired.
Hold it up in your right hand and wish aloud, said the sergeant major. But I warn you of the consequences.
Sounds like the Arabian Nights,
said Mrs. White, as she rose and began to set the supper.
Don't you think you might wish for four pairs of hands for me?
Her husband drew the talisman from his pocket, and then all three burst into laughter as the sergeant major, with a look of alarm on his face, caught him by the arm.
If you must wish, he said gruffly, wish for something sensible.
Mr. Wyatt dropped it back in his pocket, and placing chairs, motioned his friend to the table. In the business of supper, the talisman was partly forgotten, and afterward the three sat listening, in an enthralled fashion, to a second installment of the soldier's adventures in India.
If the tale about the monkey's paw is not more truthful than those he has been telling us, said Herbert,
as the door closed behind their guest, just in time to catch the last train,
we shan't make much out of it.
Did you give him anything for it, father?
Inquired Mrs. White, regarding her husband closely.
A trifle, said he, colouring slightly. He didn't want it, but I made him take it, and he pressed me again to throw it away.
Likely, said Herbert, with pretended horror. Why, we're going to be rich, and famous, and happy. Wish to be emperor, father, to begin with, then you can't be henpecked.
He darted round the table, pursued by the